This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The return of the WSMI Outdoors program always means that spring has officially returned. So I guess that's a good thing, even though we got a little bit of nasty weather here the last day or two. But right now, we're looking at turkey hunting and crappie fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the first of our WSMI Outdoor programs for the 2014 recreational season. And when it comes to turkey hunting, things are a bit confusing, particularly when predicting the outlook. Since we're located here in western Illinois, many hunters prefer to do their turkey hunting in Missouri. Others like to remain here in Illinois and do some of their hunting. This means trying to forecast hunting success in two states, and that can mean some difficult situations at times. You might add to that one more interesting development, the fact that this year's turkey hunting outlooks in each state is considerably different, and this is really making things difficult. Though Illinois and Missouri lie directly across from each other, the turkey populations and many regulations in each state are completely different. As in the past, Illinois is divided into two turkey hunting zones, the North and South Zone. Illinois' South Zone hunt began nearly a week ago. The North Zone hunt is just getting underway. And each of the North Zone segments begin a full week later than those in the South Zone, which kicks off April 14th. In the North Zone. The South Zone includes Crawford, Jasper, Effingham, Fayette, Bond, Madison, all counties to the south. Special youth seasons were offered in each zone the weekend preceding the regular season opener. Now, Missouri's spring turkey season runs from April 21st through May 11th. Here, the youth season takes place April 12th and 13th. And that's over with, too, and we haven't heard any reports of how any of the youths have done in Missouri or Illinois. Resource scientist in the Missouri Department of Conservation, Jason Isabel, says that the prospects for the turkey season there is pretty good. He points to turkey reproduction statistics from the past 3 years, and he says observers throughout much of the state reported good production in 2011 and 2012, and that means hunters in these areas can expect to see strong numbers of 2 and 3 year old gobblers. Unfortunately, the Illinois turkey hunters may face things that are a little bit tougher. Paul Sheldon with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says last year we had record rainfall during the spring and early summer, and that may have hurt our overall recruitment. After a couple of years with the above average rainfall followed by drought, we are due for some good weather that would benefit both Illinois hunters and wild turkey reproduction as well. Now, regulations in Illinois are basically unchanged. Initiation of a special permit requirement for ATVs, which are commonly used by turkey hunters, have been temporarily postponed. Therefore, this is not an issue for this year's Illinois spring hunt. One difference in Missouri is tagging requirements. Hunters are no longer required to attach their voided permits to harvested turkeys as long as the hunter remains with the turkey. However, if they leave the turkey behind somewhere, voided permits must be attached to the bird's leg. And Missouri's labeling requirements also have changed a bit. In previous years, turkeys had to be labeled with the taker's name, address, and confirmation number before someone other than the taker could transport or possess a turkey. Beginning this year, the date of harvest must also be included in the labeling information. Still, not everything is optimistic in Missouri. Isabel noted that wild turkey production dipped the last year, so one-year-old gobblers, which are commonly called jakes, will be less abundant this spring. That won't affect the quality of hunting in Missouri, however. It should be a caution to hunters who want to continue hearing lots of gobbling in the future. And another concern among hunters is the impact of the recent severe weather. Missouri and Illinois biologists don't expect this year's winter weather to affect turkey hunting all that much. Some wildlife biologists just feel this, in fact, that this may not be as bad of an issue as first thought. Isabel says he doesn't think the conditions we experienced last winter negatively affected turkey survival hardly at all. Turkeys can deal with the cold weather quite well. So our turkey hunt, which is now underway throughout the state, is just kind of a touch-and-go thing. We'll just have to wait till the season's over and see how we did. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and turkey hunting's not the only thing happening on the outdoor scene this week. In fact, we've got some pretty doggone good fishing developing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The recent period of cool, wet weather only temporarily slowed the exceptional crappie fishing that was starting at our area's large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. However, the return of spring-like conditions later this week promises the action will soon resume. And depending upon the specific lake, anglers are currently reporting fair to good fishing for crappie, largemouth bass, walleye, white bass, and even channel catfish. And as most often happens during the early weeks of spring, Rend Lake, situated in the southern reaches of the state, is currently the best bet for good angling action. The lake is up nearly 2 feet above normal and slightly murky and shows water temperatures in the lower 50s. Area bait shops are reporting that the crappie spawn is nearly ready to begin. And Rend Lake anglers are finding some good fishing for the smaller male crappies at this current time. Most anglers are fishing with minnows and jigs in 4 to 8 feet of water, and some of the better action is currently being found under or near the bridges. They are seeing some occasional catches of bigger fish as well. And in addition, anglers are finding some crappie action in the south-facing coves. Here, warmer waters are bringing in spawning fish. And largemouth bass action is slowly improving almost daily. Little action, however, is currently being reported, though we can look for things to improve very quickly. There does not seem to be any hot bait at this time. Red-colored lures seem to be the most productive. Channel catfish and bluegill are also providing only fair fishing at Rend Lake. Most of the better action is found along the Route 154 shoreline and the bridge around Route 37. Redworms and crickets have been the top bluegill baits, while chicken livers, nightcrawlers, and large minnows are producing the better action at as far as catfish goes. And crappie fishing, as far as the Carlisle Lake goes, the tailwater anglers have enjoyed good action for several weeks. At Normal Pool, the Lane Lake is murky with the water temperatures near the 50-degree mark. Fair catches of fish are being caught on minnows and jigs. Crappie fishing is slightly better for anglers fishing in the main lake. Fair numbers of decent crappie up to 11 inches are coming from the shallow water brush piles. Similarly, good reports of good crappie action are coming from the tailwaters as well. And bluegill, catfish, and walleye are all rated slow in the tailwaters. Of the few fish being caught, live baits are working best for the bluegill and catfish, while small jigs are producing most of the walleye. Though water temperatures have remained near the 50-degree mark at Lake Shelbyville, anglers here are reporting that crappie action is just now starting. The lake is currently about a foot below normal for this time of year, but quickly rising, and thus far, crappie have been the best bet, with the largemouth bass only providing limited action. Though many of the crappie have been small, which are below the 10-inch minimum length limit, good catches of fish are being caught and released. Most of the crappie are coming from the flooded timber in 6 to 8 feet of water. The hot spots have been the Wilburn Creek area, the Campfield Arm, and the Lithia Springs Cove. Tailwater anglers are enjoying fair fishing for crappie. Minnows and tube jigs are producing the best catches at this time. And walleye and white bass, though still a bit slow, are also providing occasional spurts of action in the Lake Shelbyville tailwaters. The additional water from the recent rain should significantly improve the walleye action in the coming weeks. So as you see, we've got some pretty good crappie fishing. We've got turkey hunting. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.